right, Mike. Thanks for doing an ad tonight. Yeah, like I said, I pretty much always had cats. My wife has had dogs growing up, and I never had a dog. I love dogs as far as any of the animals. I've just always had cats growing up. It's been a little easier to take care of than most. When you have one, a little easier to take care of, but we've picked up the strays that have come about around the house, or ended up at my daughter's house, and she had six cats at one time, and as well as two dogs, and now they have 19 chickens as well, so they got a whole mess to take care of. But yeah, they're pretty good as far as that. They're fun animals to have. We have we put a cat patio on the back side of the house, so during the summer we can open up a window and the cats can go outside and enjoy a little fresh air and lay in the sun and that, because they are all indoor cats. They make it as far as the garage and that's it, so they can go from the house to the garage, and then we'll give them a call and they come running back into the house. Especially in this weather, they don't stay out too very long, but they still want to go out. And my wife still takes, we've got five or six stray cats that come around, so this winter with the cold temperatures, she bought a couple of heated cat houses, so several of them will spend the night in the warmth of the cat houses. We have heated bowls outside for water and food, so that they have nourishment at least, the best we can do for them. We'd like to catch a few of them to get them fixed, but whatever we can do for them, as far especially in this weather. And we've got a camera out back, so it'll capture who they are and or what, when they come and go and that, so we got an idea of what's out there. But occasionally, we'll catch a possum or a raccoon or something else that'll come up to the house to see if we've got, especially water. At this time of the year, putting water out in a heated bowl, something like that, the animals can generally find food of some kind. But water is the scarce thing because everything's frozen. So it's amazing how many animals, birds, like I said, the raccoons, the possums will all come and drink water because they cannot get it during the winter, and that's for like us, it's vital for them as well. So me, the rest of the week, I got a doctor's appointment on Thursday. Saturday, we're going to have a little fun. We're taking the grandkids, my daughter and son-in-law. My wife and I were going up to Midland to see the Blue Man Group. We've seen them back many years ago when my daughter was in high school. We took a trip to Chicago with her German class that she had, and that was one of the activities they did for the kids. We've seen them probably about 20-some years ago in Chicago. They came around here. We managed to get tickets and taken the grandkids, so it should be a really fun afternoon on Saturday. So thanks for doing that tonight, Mike. 73 to everyone. Have a good week. Stay on the warm side of the door, and we'll talk to you next week. KCYVF.